Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but guess what? Heard all across the world wide web. We want to say hello to all of those that are joining us, that are tuning in. Hey, waving to those that are hanging out on the phone lines. Hello to those that are coming in on Twitter. I know I've been blowing up y'all timeline today. Yes. Blame it on me. Hey, those from Twitter, those that are coming in from Facebook, we say hello. Certainly all of our broadcast stations, those that are listening from Charvette.com and my mobile app, we say hello and thank you for joining us for another dynamic hour. And listen, I've got to tell you today, I have two phenomenal ladies that are joining me in the virtual studio. And so starting the top of the hour out, I am really tickled pink, as my auntie from Milledgeville, Georgia would say, to have Evangelist Monique Walker back with us. She's hanging out in the virtual green room right now. I'm going to be bringing her up to the mic, but she's an evangelist. She's a soloist. She's a psalmist. She's a family person. She's a leader. Certainly, you know that she gained national and international recognition from singing lead songs with Love Fellowship Crusade Choir. You've heard her voice, her lead on songs like Let the Glory and Thank You and He's on Your Side and There's Been a Change and Try Christ and Second Chance. Listen, I could go on and on and on, but certainly there is a ton more to her ministry. So we're catching up with her today. And those of you that are in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, listen, near can get here on a trolley, on a train, on a bike, walking, crawling, whatever. You can experience Evangelist Monique Walker, her ministry on Sunday. So we're going to tell you all about it. We're really excited that she's going to be here with us in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And then listen, you want to hang around because the second segment, I am tickled pink as well to have Tanya Sloan's Esquire joining us. And she is an advocate for women in the marketplace. She really teaches women how to be power performers if they're employees or if they're entrepreneurs. She has 15 years of career success in Washington, D.C.'s halls of power, and she has lived out this formula. So you want to stick around to hear from attorney Tanya N. Sloan's hashtag PowerWomen. That's our hashtag all on Twitter and Facebook. So this is what I want you to do. Jump on Twitter, jump on Facebook, jump on Instagram, do all of that good stuff. Let them know what you're listening to. Let them know right now to tune into the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into our first segment. Again, a dynamic young lady of God. I am just blessed to have her on the show. She has encouraged thousands, has touched millions really through her career as a professional gospel singer, and then certainly in ministry in general. So we're bringing her up to the mic right now. No further ado, Evangelist Monique Walker, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. So glad to be back. I'm excited. God bless you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Let's jump right on in. So I would love for you to share with the listeners, how did ministry start for you?
Wow. Well,
big question.
I grew up in church. My grandfather was a bishop. Long line of pastors and preachers all through my family. So my grandfather passed, and now my dad is the bishop. So I was born in church, you might as well say. Mm. I'm definitely a church baby, which really, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people think, oh, just because you're born in church, ministry is automatically in you. And I think most, you know, a lot of people are, but some people stray away. But
yeah.
I heeded the call really at a young age, because not only did I grow up in church, but I loved church. Church was my life. And I just, you know, felt the pull of God. I wasn't sure. And, of course, I got so many prophecies and so many words.
Uh-huh.
It was what it was. But me knowing God for myself really sealed the deal for me. So ministry came for me very, very, very early. My grandfather licensed me, and as a teenager, I was preaching. So it came for me very early.
Wow, and because some people take a different route. Some people that grow up in church and have that legacy, they go the opposite direction. So
And it's crazy. My grandfather was a bishop here in New York. He has two granddaughters, and out of the two of us, one I stayed in church, and my other cousin she was the one that strayed away. You know, so what you're saying, I know all about it. I know all about it.
All about it. And so with that legacy, the singing and the preaching, so did one come before the other, or did they kind of come together?
Oh, yeah. I've been singing my entire life. I come from institutional Church of God in Christ, and a lot of the old times, I remember institutional, we had a real big choir, famous choir back then, and we had a children's choir, and we were all trained in the institutional church children's choir. And I mean, my dad was the musician, so I had no other choice. Although I love what I was doing, you know, every Saturday we had rehearsals.
Wow.
So I was in rehearsal with the children's choir, and you know, that's what I know. That's what I knew. We grew up just like that. So, yeah, ever since I can remember, I don't remember not being in the children's choir or singing.
And, you know, I think we are missing, I think this generation, you know, some of this generation doesn't know anything about that. Like, they have no recollection of that. But it helped us. It kept us. You know, some people might have felt like it was too hard. But it helped, I think, a whole lot more of us than it ever hurt.
Oh, yes. I look at this generation, I said, Lord, they differ from how we grew up. You know, today church is 90 minutes. When I was growing up, we were in church all day Sunday. We were in church Friday. Mm. We were in church Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then if it was revival, we were in every night of revival. You know, if it was 7 days, but then if it really broke out for a whole month, we were there. We're in a different generation now.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah,
and and so speaking of this generation and just changes, so in your opinion, how has music ministry changed over, you know, these years? You've got over, you know, 3 decades of really ministry experience in the music ministry. How do you think how has it changed in your opinion?
Oh, boy, it has changed drastically. I think, you know, years ago people sang because they loved God. You know, the other day I was just listening to James Cleveland live at Carnegie Hall, and I can remember growing up with that. And people sang gospel music not because they wanted to be famous, not because they wanted people to know them, simply because they love God. But I think the focus is off with a lot of people that are trying to make it, because that's what they're doing, they're trying to make it. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, as opposed to really loving God and wanting the message of God to get out. You know, it's about lifting Jesus and spreading Jesus. Now, I'm not one, I like contemporary. I do like the contemporary sound as long as the message is there.
But once that message is kind of diluted, or you can't figure out what the message is, then that's where we are having
a waste of time.
Issues.
Waste of time.
Yeah.
A waste of time.
Wow.
It's a waste of time. Yeah. Really, I mean, and then what we have to stop doing is calling it gospel music, because it's not. Gospel music is the message of Jesus Christ. If you're not singing, if you're not spreading the message of Jesus Christ, then why are we doing it? And then a lot of things that's bothering me, you know, as gospel singers and as a gospel singer, you know, we have our hang-ups, we have our proclivities, we have our issues, we have our problems, all the above, but we still have to be examples. You know, we have got to try our best, especially before these people, to live Jesus and to show Jesus. And I'm not saying you know, we got to be hypocritical, we got to be fake, we got to be phony. All of us have something that keeps us on our knees. But I just don't believe that we have to do whatever our mind tells us to do and whatever we want to do. That just, I don't understand what's going on in the kingdom today. It's like you don't see God nowhere.
Right. Right, and it's people are just kind of saying, well, this is just me. Like, that's the phrase people are, this is just me, this is who I am, I'm being real, I'm keeping it real, I'm keeping it 100. But at the cost or expense of what soul or somebody that's watching.
No. But see, the problem is when people watch our lives, they're looking for Christ, and they ought to see Jesus Christ, not Monique. They have to look at me and say, wow, that's a real example of how Christ is, or the love of God, or the lifestyle of God. And I'm telling you, we can't talk about this as me. We're going to have a lot to answer to. We're going to have a lot to answer to.
A whole lot. Woo, this is good, y'all. This is like reality radio happening right now, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you just tuned in, hey, welcome. You're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're here live with evangelist Monique Walker. You know her, you love her. Richmond, you have opportunity to come see her on Sunday, February 21st at 5 p.m., celebrating co-pastor Felicia Dixon. She is a friend of the show, so you want to be there. Words of Life Ministries, and I'm telling you what, 5 p.m. on Sunday. Listen, the venue is Mount Zion Holy Church, very easy to remember, 3401 Chapel Drive, right here in Richmond, so you want to be there. All right, so Evangelist Walker, how do you think choirs have gone out of style? Are they coming back? Like, what's your take on the choir music?
I you know what? I love choirs. I love choirs, and I'm hoping choirs don't go, because there's nothing like a choir sound. I one thing, I used to love singing with my fellowship. That was great for me. And I just think that even with choirs, some of them have somewhat lost focus, and we got to get back to focusing on souls and focusing on God, and not, you know, how I can be the next gospel superstar. But I think choirs, as long as there's church, as long as there's churches, choirs are here to stay. Especially in Chicago. I always say, Chicago, if you got a choir that can't sing and you in Chicago, fold up. They have so many singing choirs. That is just a choir. They have so many. I mean, I don't care. You can go to a hole in the wall church. Choirs. So
that's right.
Choirs will be around forever.
Forever, you can pull together a mass choir, even if your choir haven't rehearsed and y'all haven't done all that, and you can call up a mass choir and wreck the house down. And wreck the house. So choir music is here to stay. Let's transition. Tell me, what is a day in the life of Evangelist Monique Walker? What does your day look like?
Well, it matters. I live in between two states. I live in New York and I live in Charlotte. Today I'm in New York. Today was a day with my daughter. She's trying to go to the cellar, so we were just shopping, trying to find her something to wear to the cellar. She's going. I think if I'm working on getting me a red eye straight into Richmond. I'm thinking about going. In fact, I probably have a little surprise. I don't want to let it out the bag as of yet. at the cellars, but it's a little surprise. I just want to tell everybody to make sure that they tune in. I'm almost sure it's gonna work out. It's gonna be a big surprise.
Wonderful.
What I did today. But in Charlotte. I love the South. I love it because it's not as busy. It's not, you know, I have a nonprofit organization for teen mothers. For young girls, it's for teen mothers. It's both the health teen mothers as well as prevent other women, other young girls from getting pregnant. And that's my baby. That's my heart. That's where all of my attention, all of everything I do, go into the schools and I do like lessons, you know,
oh,
for
yeah.
young girls. And really that's my passion right now. Just to mentor young girls to becoming wonderful young ladies.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Is there a place people can go to find out more about that or help support that?
Well, right now I'm doing my website. The name of the organization is Changing Direction Incorporated. My site, it's a little stuff online about it
okay.
on my page and different things. But I had to make some changes. I had some things that go wrong with grant writers and different things. So I had to sort of kind of revamp and do a lot of things over. So that's what I'm in the process of doing now.
Okay.
But I do have some information on my Facebook page about it, about
Wonderful.
Changing Direction Incorporated. But I'm
okay.
just so thrilled. I'm thrilled about that. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yes, yes, yes. And so, listeners, we have tagged the official page for Evangelist Malique Walker. We've tagged on Facebook and on Twitter. So we've tweeted, we've tagged. So those are easy connection points where you can go to find out and just keep up to date with all the information that you need right there. So we've made it really easy. And if you're at charvette.com, information is there for you as well. All right. So what advice would you give, in your own words, to women maybe just kind of starting in ministry, in any area of ministry, what have you kind of learned over the years that would help someone new?
Well, really what I would tell anyone, you got to really love God. And,
yeah.
and you have to really be totally sold out to Him. That has got to be, I'm telling you, because the trials and tribulations of life will make you sometimes feel like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go. I don't want to preach. I don't want to sing. There's so many times I'm gonna tell you I wanted to give up. I'm telling you, me, the singer, the preacher, but my love for God. I'm telling you, my love for God is deep and it's real. And I'm like, God, I love you so much that I'm going to keep going because I know somehow, some way, you're gonna bring me out of this. If you're God, you got to bring me out. And one thing I know, you are God. So I think And starting out, you have to make sure I love God.
Yes.
I'm in this because I love God. And not only that, I love God's people. I really love God's people. And if I can do something to help somebody else make it, help somebody else live and to be encouraged, then to me it's worth it. It's worth anything that I have to go through, any tears that I have to cry, if I can just help somebody else.
Yes,
yeah.
It is worth it. It is worth it. Wonderful, wonderful. So do you hang out on Periscope any?
I do. Now, what's crazy is I'm getting ready to start a inspirational corner type thing on Periscope. I'm starting this Thursday. I was just sitting on a conference call with some people that are working with me, and I wanted to start it off short, maybe 15 minutes once a week with encouraging words and then maybe with a prayer, because I just think that the message of Christ is being lost with a lot of people that's supposed to be representing God, and somebody's got to speak up and say and do something. I want to do it to start in prayer, and as it grows, I'll probably make it longer. But right now, I'm going to do it for 15 minutes on Thursday, probably every Thursday for 15 minutes, and then as demand grows, I'll do more. You know, I'll do more.
Oh, and the demand, it's going to pull you, I am telling you. So Periscope, we have a lot of people that listen to the show that are very social media savvy and all that good stuff. So go follow Evangelist Monique Walker on Periscope. I believe it's Pastor on
yes.
Periscope.
Periscope,
yes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So go find her and keep on the lookout for that coming on Thursdays. Keep a lookout for that. And how do you think social media tools are helping ministry? Have you found that they are a help and a benefit?
I do in one way, but another way I think it's hurting because people are not coming to the house of God anymore. Because of social media, a lot of people are streaming. They're staying home. I mean, I think when church TV became very popular, a lot of people started straight away. But now people can stream straight into their own churches. A lot of people are not coming. And I think that's an injustice to the house of God, you know,
yeah.
when people are just staying home and streaming. But on the other hand, when the people of God use social media to live and spread the gospel, then I think it's really, really helpful. And in
yes.
that way, it's positive. In that way, it's positive.
All right. So we
yeah.
need a balance, so. Everyone. We need
yes.
a balance.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen,
oh,
we've got a friend that just stopped by the show. I'm going to the green room now to bring him up to the mic. Pastor Wayne Dixon. Pastor Wayne Dixon, you are live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Good evening. How are you all?
I'm doing. Listen, Evangelist Monique, I had my people talk to her, his people, and all of that. So I just wanted him to come on and give a personal invitation to the listeners for Sunday. So Pastor Wayne, take it away with a personal invitation for Sunday's event.
Well, good evening to all the listeners, and we are so excited here at Words of Life to celebrate our co-pastor, Felicia Dixon, and we are honored to have Pastor Monique Walker coming in to share an awesome word from the Lord, and we are inviting everyone to come out and worship with us. I would say that the venue has changed to 3401 Chapel Drive, and that's in Richmond 23224, and we hope everyone will come out and join us to celebrate with us for our Pastor Felicia Dixon. So we are very excited, and we look forward to see everyone there.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
yes.
Pastor Wayne, for stopping
yes.
by and giving that personal invitation. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll see you on Sunday.
Yes, looking
yes.
forward to
yes.
seeing everyone. Amen. Pastor, good to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait to see everybody. I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited.
Great. Thank you. You all have a great evening.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Wayne. All right. Great, great, great. I like to kind of throw in some surprises. Now, not like the Ricky Lake Show or whatever, not those crazy surprises. But and I'm gonna let you go, so I know you're out with your daughter and all of that, and getting ready for the Stella Awards. But I love to ask all of my guests what motivates them, because my show, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What motivates me is the promises of God.
Yeah.
I keep going because of what He promised me, and sometimes I have to go back and think about what He says when I look at what's before me. Because sometimes what's before me, I'm saying, okay, God, this is not what You promised, but I'm going to hold on.
Mm.
That really, really keeps me motivated, along with my daughter. My daughter
yeah.
motivates me. She pushes me, and she gives me life. She drives me
Aww.
Crazy, but she gives me life.
How old is she?
Oh, she's 22, and I hate it. She's 22 years old.
Oh, well, no more
baby.
Yeah. No more baby.
No more baby. And then she reminds me every opportunity she can that she is grown. So I'm dealing with that. But, you know, what can I say?
Wonderful, wonderful. No problem. Well, yeah. It has been just a blast. Thank you for being just so open and transparent and just sharing freely. And Richmond loves you. Richmond loves you. I remember you coming, years ago on Memorial. It was Memorial or Labor Day weekend. You all would come, and so we love you, and we just look forward to seeing you. Yes. Great. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate your time, and I'll see everybody on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you.
Okay, then. Take care.
All right. You too.
Okay,
all right, listeners,
bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be rolling into our second segment featuring Tanya Sloan's Esquire. Listen, she's hanging out in the virtual green room right now. She's an advocate for women in the marketplace. She teaches women how to be power performers, whether they're employees or entrepreneurs. You don't want to miss this segment. Hashtag Power Women, hashtag Power Up. We're going to be right back right after this.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Introducing contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records.
Oh, they slay me, crucify me. I have been washed in the blood, I'm reading.
Purchase Deani's new hit single on iTunes, Amazon, in February. Once again, be sure to check out contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records. Follow Deani on Twitter, Facebook, by going online to DeaniMusic.com. That's spelled DeaniMusic.com. That's DeaniMusic.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth, and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. I just finished up a dynamic segment with evangelist Monique Walker. So phenomenal. Richmond, you have the opportunity to experience her preaching ministry on Sunday, so we want to see you guys there. But listen, we are moving right on in to our second segment. I am delighted to have this dynamic young lady who is hanging out in the virtual green room. I know she's enjoyed some virtual snacks while she's there. Tanya N. Sloan, Esquire. She's a speaker. She's a coach. But listen, she is a career maximization strategist. She is going to give you tips and tools today and give you some insight of really, you know, how do you propel towards your career potential? You know, how do you propel in other areas of your life? She is a lover of education. Oh, my goodness, and to prove it, she has degrees from Georgetown University Law Center, from Howard University School of Divinity, the University of Wisconsin Law School, and Xavier University in Louisiana. And she, again, certainly has prepared herself to be a world-class attorney, minister, and professor in various forums. And you know what? Out of all of that and including all of that, she is just a nice person. She's just as sweet as she can be. And so, listen, we're excited to feature her on the show. And so I'm running to the virtual green room now to bring her up to the mic live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Tanya Sloan, welcome.
Thank you so very much. What an honor to be here tonight.
Yes, it's so great to have you. How's your day going?
Oh, it is wonderful. I couldn't have had a better day. And now that I get a chance to chat with you, that's just the icing on the cake.
Oh, look at God. He is good to us. He is good to us. So I want to jump right on in. I would just love for you to just share, first of all, you know, being an attorney and being in law, an African-American female, you know, certainly that is a accomplishment to be applauded right there. How did you, what made you say, okay, I want to go into the area of law?
Oh, you know, Charvette, I wish I had a really exciting story to tell, but I don't. You know, growing up, I watched a whole lot of Cosby Show and Claire Huxtable, and I just saw her character as a black woman who was intelligent, who was well-spoken yet nurturing, and she had a serious command wherever she stood, whether it was at home or in the courtroom. And from all of those episodes, I just decided I wanted to be a lawyer like her. You know,
wow.
Then when I got to college and it was time for me to decide what I really wanted to do with my life, I just started to think about that childhood fantasy and what it took to be a lawyer. And I love school, as you may have concluded from all the degrees that I have. But I loved school. I loved researching. I loved having projects to fulfill. I loved meeting with people. I loved getting up and talking to groups of people. And so for me, when I looked at what lawyers did, it was the same thing as being a student. You needed to research the law. You needed to write briefs. You had opportunity to advocate for people, both, you know, in person, in the courtroom, and in writing, and those things aligned. So I took a stab at it. And thankfully, God blessed me with the opportunity to go to law school and enjoy a great career as a lawyer. And so I'm grateful for the journey. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Oh, wow. And so there are so many different areas of law that, you know, one can go into. Did you have any specialty areas?
I did. You know, I spent the first 13 years of my career as a tax lawyer. I loved numbers, and it was an area of the law that not too many lawyers were really interested in. But because I love numbers, I gravitated toward it. The thing about being a lawyer, though, is that the profession and the educational path, it equips you with so many skills that there are other things you can do with it. And,
yeah.
So even though I spent 13 years as a tax lawyer, I was always doing something else at the same time. I was an adjunct professor. I am and back then was a minister. The legal profession just gave me all these skills to advocate, to listen, and it just opened up a lot of doors of opportunity. And I'm sure, as you may have experienced, you know, everyone wants to talk to a lawyer for some
right.
reason. and whether it's strictly for tax or any other problem that people have, they just want to talk because they see lawyers as problem solvers. They see lawyers as advocates. And so that is what led me to being a professor, being a minister, counseling, and coaching women. It all grew from this career path as a lawyer.
Well, you know what? I think that what you just said is such a teachable moment for all of us to look at our careers as not, you know, as being very adaptable. Like, your skills are transferable. You know, how don't feel boxed in, because what you are doing, you know, can work in another arena or another field.
Yeah, and you know, that has a lot to do with how I moved into being a career coach. I learned that, you know, you may be taught and you may believe that there's only one path or one way in order to reach professional success. But along the way, I discovered there are so many different paths that you can take to be successful. There's so many different career opportunities.
Yeah.
We don't live in a day and age where you only have, you know, a couple of traditional career paths. Nowadays, people can be paid to do just about anything. So
this
I like
true.
To encourage people, and especially women, go with what you feel is your purpose. Go with what your strength is. Go with what skills you have strength in, and look for opportunities that line up with it. And even if you're someone like, you know, our parents' generation, where you worked on a particular job for 20 years, we no longer live in a generation where you get one job and you stick with it for 30 years.
Right.
You retire and that's it. There's opportunity for you to move around. Even if you've been in a particular career path for 5 years or 10 years or even 20, you can switch gears at any point in time. It just takes a little bit of coaching. It takes a little bit of research. But at the end of the day, we all just want to take advantage of all the opportunity that's out there for us to enjoy.
Wonderful, and what a wonderful segue to chat about some tips that you have around kind of those signs that that maybe are there that are indicators that you need to make a career change or career move. Can you share maybe one or two highlights for the listeners?
Oh, sure. You know, I come across so many people who are in jobs that they don't like. They don't like the level of pay that they receive. They don't like what they do. In some cases, they don't even like their coworkers. But because it's the job that they have and it's what they've done for so long, it's almost like there's this spirit of fear to reach out for a change. And in some instances, people don't even know that they need to think about a change. So there are a number of different signs, but one is when you're not sufficiently engaged in a particular job. You know, I hear a lot of women say, you know, when I go to work, They don't bother me. I do what I want to do. I can do my job in 1 hour or 2 hours, and the other 6 hours of the day, I just sort of do me.
Well, oh, wow.
Life doesn't have to be like that. The job that they have doesn't challenge them. It doesn't stimulate their mental abilities. It doesn't expand their skill set. So they spend the majority of the day finding things to fill their time, surfing on the internet, phone calls, and things of that nature. And the real problem is really not with the person. I don't like to look at the person and say, oh, you know, they're not operating in integrity. They're not giving their employer all that they have. Instead, I see it as someone who just is in a position that is not engaging their interests. It's not challenging them. It's not expanding their skill set. So if one finds themselves in that kind of predicament, you need to look for something that makes you excited about coming to work. That not necessarily, you know, overworks you, but something that engages you such that you want to give 6 hours a day to that particular activity as opposed to spending those 6 hours trying to find other things to do. That's one of the telltale signs that it's time for you to look for something else to do. I still work as an attorney today and as a career coach, and I just get a great deal of enjoyment from both of them. You know, I can work an 8-hour day of giving advice all day long, but then come home mm-hmm. and still work for another 2 hours coaching a client on a strategy for getting promoted at work. But it doesn't feel laborious to me because I enjoy it. And that's what life is about. Research shows that our best moments in life really don't come from leisurely moments. They don't come from vacations or things of that nature. Research shows that the best moments in life actually come when our highest and best skills are engaged in any number of scenarios. So that means it's more likely for you to have an amazing moment and a memorable moment in life when you're actually working or doing something that engages your best skills and abilities, not just when you're laying around, when you're surfing on the internet. So if you think about it that way, it really will increase the quality of life if you put time and effort into securing a career that gives you a high level of engagement. Another sign that it's time to think about a career move is real simple. If you are not happy with the amount of money that you are currently making, it's a sign that you need to look for another career option. It can be scary. It could be really scary for some people, but I like to explain it as something that can be taken in steps. Some people think of, you know, walking in one particular day and resigning, having no job and needing to look for another. But making a career move doesn't have to be that drastic. It can be taking time to research other job opportunities that one is qualified for. It can mean taking time to explore some of those childhood career opportunities that you've dreamed about and seeing how realistic it is for it to become your reality. Or, you know, it can mean starting your own business. But I am just not one who believes that if you have a job, you know, you've had it for a number of years, it doesn't pay you enough money, but you still need to stick with it. I don't believe that at all. If you're not happy with your level of compensation, look for other alternatives. You know, I could talk all day long about signs about making career moves because most of them I've experienced myself. But at the end of the day, it's about just putting forth the effort and believing that you can really be happy even when you have to get up and go to work in the morning.
Absolutely. Now, listeners, you can see why they call Tanya Sloan's the career maximization strategist. Wow, right there, some good, juicy information. Make sure you stop by IamPowerWoman.com, IamPowerWoman.com, so you can connect and follow her. Tanya, tell them how they can connect with you on Twitter and Facebook and all those good places.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Tanya Sloan's. It's T-O-N-Y-A. Sloan's is S-L-O-A-N-S. And, of course, you can go to my website, IamPowerWoman.com. You can send me a message through my website. You can also sign up to receive daily inspiration from me. You know, being a power woman is about how you feel on the inside. It's about what you believe about yourself. And you don't always feel magnificent every day. And so that's one
right.
of the things that I'm happy to do is to share that inspiration so that women all over the world can really live their lives from day to day as power women.
All right, hashtag power women. And so, Tanya, you do training for groups, seminars, and then you also can do individual coaching. So let's talk a little bit about all of those. So for groups that that need like corporate training or even nonprofit or in different arenas, what are some of the training topics that you do for groups?
You know, one that's really popular right now that I seem to be doing every month for corporations is about how to get promoted. A lot of corporations are thinking now about retaining employees that they have. They recognize that there's a lot of institutional value that comes with having a long-term employee that is not easily replaced. You know, when someone's in a particular place of employment for a number of years, they learn those unwritten facts about the corporation, about its functionality, about its ability to profit that is not easily duplicated. So what corporations are doing is they're investing resources into their employees and showing them, they're hiring someone like me to come in and teach their employees how to get promoted. One of the main reasons that employees will leave is because they get bored in their current position. So employers are thinking, we want to provide an alternative for that employee as opposed to them leaving our company for another opportunity. Let's bring in someone like Tanya who can teach them how they can get promoted into another position within the company so that it's a win-win for both the employer and the employee. It's a win-win for the employee because they have this higher level of engagement, in a lot of instances a higher level of compensation. And then the employer gets to maximize on the retention of this individual who has all this incredibly valuable institutional knowledge. So that's one of the ones that's really popular for me. And getting promoted is not some mysterious process that only happens to a few select people. If you have a couple of strategies in place, it can become a reality for you wherever you work, regardless of what the traditional path to promotion has been. Things are changing from day to day, and employers recognize that. So that's one of the trainings that is really hot for me right now in corporations.
And you know what? And let me just say that is so smart of corporations to recognize that, because really, like you said, that institutional knowledge, that tribal knowledge, and corporations I've been in, you know, you can have all of the transition plans you want and you can have all of the job shadowing you want, but when you lose an employee to another company, there is just that, some of that tribal knowledge, you just can't, it's not going to get down on paper. And even culture, the culture of the job, you've got to reacclimate somebody to a new culture. And so I think that's really smart of corporations to recognize, hey, we need to help people figure out how they can get promoted where they are.
Absolutely. I mean, and corporations, they aren't doing the same things they've done, you know, for the last 30 years. It's almost as like corporations are competing with one another to see who can be the most innovative, who can come up with the best creative ideas. And it's just a new, it's the new way of growing profits. And I'm all on board for it all.
Oh, we are here for all of that in the new slang. We are here for that. So let's talk a little bit about one-on-one coaching. So those that may be listening saying, yes, I need someone like Tanya to sit down with me and be strategic and help me with this. Talk a little bit about what that looks like and how they can engage with you to get that done.
Yeah, one-on-one coaching is my favorite. You know, I enjoy speaking to groups, but the only downfall of it is that there's always a very limited amount of time and a mm-hmm. large number of people, you know, whom I have to serve in that limited amount of time. So one-on-one coaching is a way for me to really get some personal time with my clients and focus exclusively on them and their needs. The typical coaching with me usually lasts about 3 months, and it starts with just a very simple conversation about what an individual's career goals are. And sometimes that's, you know, just a quick 10-minute call, but sometimes it takes a series of calls because people really aren't sure what they want to do. They know they want to do something different, but they don't know exactly what it is. So that's where we start with the one-on-one coaching. And once we're able to put our finger on what exactly my client has in mind as a goal for their career, then that's when I go into my arsenal of strategies and put together a customized strategy for that individual to reach their particular career goals. I just finished up with one client who had the desire to work in a law firm. Was an attorney, a very new attorney, not a whole lot of experience, had been applying for law firm job after law firm job over and over and just wasn't having any luck. So we put together.
Now, you know what? Let me pause right there. That is, somebody mm-hmm. needs to pay attention to that, because the perception is, okay, if you go to school and build this education and you are a lawyer, you come out with a JD, you automatically, anybody, the doors are going to swing open and you're going to have jobs all over the city. That, you're telling me that is not the case?
Charvette, that's not the case.
What?
Don't believe the hype, because
wow.
the market is, especially those large markets, which I live in a large legal market, Washington, D.C., there's so many lawyers here. It's the nation's capital. It's the heartbeat of the federal government. It's where politics, you know, it's the house, it's the main house for federal politics. And so this particular market is saturated with lawyers. So is it impossible for a lawyer to get a job here? No, it's not impossible. Is it really hard? Yes. But when you have someone who's working with you to help you overcome the strongholds of that saturated market, that's when you can have success. I could even tell you, I mean, aside from my own clients, I can tell you my own story. I have so many, but I decided that I wanted to clerk for the United States Tax Court. It's here in Washington, D.C., but just a very, very competitive position to obtain. It's a federal clerkship. Many lawyers set out to do clerkships, and in particular for the U.S. Tax Court, most of the candidates come from Ivy League law schools, Harvard and Yale, you know, easily slide through the door. Well, I got my JD from the University of Wisconsin. It's not Yale, not Harvard. I got my LLM in taxation from Georgetown, which put me it looked a little better on my resume, but it still wasn't Harvard. And at the time I decided I wanted to do this clerkship, I had been practicing law for about 6 years, and most people who clerk come right from law school into this federal clerkship position. So I felt as if I was at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it was something I was called to do. I felt like it was something that God had purposed for my particular career in order for me to move to the next level. So what I did was I just began to ask people, anyone I knew, whether they were a lawyer or non-lawyer, whether or not they knew a particular judge, Judge Maurice Foley. He was the judge I wanted to clerk for. He was the only African-American to ever be appointed to the U.S. Tax Court. And everywhere I went, I talked about him.
Wow.
I got great work experience in the meantime, and I developed a theme that described my experience in a way that I felt would sell very well. It took me months and months and months before I finally found someone who knew him. The way in which he ended up coming to me was someone offered to connect me to him for him to be my mentor.
Okay.
It took months, but it happened. I got a face-to-face meeting with him, and I didn't go into the meeting asking him to work for him because everyone wants to work for him. Everyone asks him that, right?
Right. So, don't go in asking for the hookup right away, right?
Yes. I was very strategic about it. I talked about things that I thought were strong about my background and how I would be an excellent tax lawyer for any tax employer. And you know what happened, Charvette? At the end
what
of
happened?
The meeting, he told me he wanted me to come work for him.
Oh.
So now, that was my desire, but it wasn't what I went through the door with. It was
right.
Selling myself as this awesome tax lawyer who would be invaluable to any employer. And that was the beginning of my transition to the tax court. Now, he didn't just give me the job. He made me compete for the job. And the first time around, I actually wasn't selected. I was beat out by another candidate, but I kept in touch with him. I still express my interest in working for him. I tell him that despite the fact that I wasn't selected, I knew I was the woman for the job, and things turned in my favor. The person he had hired ended up getting fired after 6 months.
Wow.
So I got an opportunity to interview again, and this time I pulled out all the stops and was his law clerk from 2009 to 2010. A very untraditional path, but one that got me what I wanted. And
right.
I tell that story really not so much to brag on myself, but just as an illustration to people who may be thinking, you know, there's a particular career that they want, but they feel like it's too late. They don't have the right training. It's not the right time in their life, or they don't have the right educational background. That may not be the case. You just have to be strategic, and you have to work with someone who can help you come up with the right strategy to get you to the place where you want to be. That's
and
all
my goodness, no, you are good. And my goodness, listeners, you can hear Tanya Sloan is definitely someone who has that expertise, lawyer, speaker, career maximization strategist, and coach. Make sure you go and stop by IamPowerWoman.com, her main website, IamPowerWoman.com. Tanya, again, tell them how they can connect with you on all your social media stuff.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn at Tanya Sloans. That's Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, Sloans, S-L-O-A-N-S, or you can just go to my website, IamPowerWoman.com.
There you have it. So the last question I have for you that I ask all of my guests is around what motivates you. The goal of this show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what motivates Tanya Sloans.
You know, there's just one motivation for me, and it is my individual relationship with Christ. that has been the key to my success in life. It's not because of anything specific about me other than me just answering the call to relationship with him. And me even coaching women is because this is what God has called me to do. And so there were years and years that went by when, you know, Charvette, I was really crazy enough to believe that God just blessed me just for me.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to help me obtain success in my professional career. And it took a while for me to understand that he wasn't blessing me just for me. Yes, he loved me, and that because I'm his child, he wanted to bless me, but he blessed me so that I could figure out some of the things that lead to success and share them with other women. So my motivation is to honor the call of God on my life and to try in my little way to repay him for so much glory and so much love that he gives to me every day that I really and truly could never repay him for. That's
well said. My goodness. Well, Tanya, it has been great just featuring you on the show. And I just have to say, listeners, she is one of my clients. And she is authentic. So I just want to testify and say that, you know, sometimes things are different. But I just love your spirit and just excited that I was able to feature you and honored because I didn't know all of your back, you know, all your backstory. So just thank you for stopping by and enlightening people. My sister is listening. Hey, Kim, and she said, hats off to Tanya, the power woman. So that's from my sister Kim. And so thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Charvette. Your excellence in the marketplace makes it an absolute honor to connect with you on any and every occasion. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome. You are welcome. All right, listeners, guess what? That is a wrap for today. Oh, my goodness. We had a phenomenal, phenomenal show. And so we want you to check back with us next week. As we always do, we bring you really, really outstanding guests. And so no different for next week. Hang out with us. We're going to be talking to a lot of dynamic people. If anyone missed the show that you were like, you know, they need to hear this. They need to hear Tanya Sloan's. They need to hear Evangelist Monique Walker. Both of them dropped some really good stuff that will just empower you. Tell them to jump over to Charvette.com. Jump right over there, and that's where they can get the replay, read the bio, the full bios for all of our guests, connect with their website. So if you're listening saying, I missed some stuff, I didn't catch it, listen, Charvette.com is where you want to go, and you can connect and do everything that you need to do there. And so until next week, we're going to see y'all later.
Live
Bye.
From Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.